And welcome to the Sports Ticket, and back on the Sports Ticket on Katy Country 94. Nick Lynn with us, the coach of the Smith Center Lady Red volleyball and basketball teams. Coach, it's nice to chat with you again. I know that you had the health scare there during the basketball season, and you're recovering from that, so that's great news. And you got some more great news on Thursday saying you're being inducted into the KVA Hall of Fame. So let's chat about that first, and then I do kind of want to give an update and let people know how you're doing. But what does it mean to you to receive this recognition, to be in the KVA Hall of Fame while you're still active as a coach?
Yeah, I was really excited to get that letter yesterday. And it's like anything, you know, you strive to, you know, get to that point, you know. And I think a lot of my case, it's probably longevity and being there for, you know, next year would be my last year. I'm going to see that, you know, for sure. But it'd be my 38th year. And I've been lucky. You know, I've had not only good, you know, coaches, you know, over time, but I've also had really good parents, you know, a lot of good support here in Smith Center, and to me, that's a lot of it, you know, and always been just really happy being in this community and coaching these kids, because they're, you know, they're just, if you get kids that want to work, you know, that's half the really success that you have in the program, and that's what we have here.
You talk about those kids that have put in the work, and I know that they did a lot for you over the last couple of years. You won your first state championship two seasons ago. This past season, you finished as a runner-up, and you did that the same the year before that. This team's been to 17 state tournaments, so you've had a lot of success. And what does that all boil down to, maybe deeper, for what you've been able to accomplish?
Well, I'm really happy, you know, first of all, because it's not easy, you know, and we always go back to the summer months, you know, when it comes to maybe some of the success we have later in the year, because the dedication we put on our own summer league volleyball program here in Smith Center, and we have maybe 10 schools that come play, and it just shows a lot of interest and buy-in, it seems like. And we go to a tournament in Abilene in midsummer tournament, and that's kind of where we, you know, show schools that are not from around here how we can perform. And then as the season goes on, we're lucky here, too, from the standpoint that we have a really tough schedule. You know, I think our tournaments are all tough, and any of that kind of stuff kind of gets us by into a sub-state play and hopefully into a state tournament.
Like I said at the start, you did miss about half the basketball season here. I know that probably pained you to miss all that, but how are you feeling right now? What's the progress, and how tough was it to see the girls finish out the season there without you being on the sideline for a lot of it?
Yeah, I mean, it was unexpected, you know, and way back in early January, and I think I made 7 or 8 games only, and you know, it just a situation where I probably should have better eating habits and that kind of thing. And, of course, I blame the players for all the stress they give me.
Sure.
You know, and that's all part of it, right? But it's been a slow process, you know, getting better. I intentionally really didn't even pay attention or listen to probably the first 5 or 6 games, you know, when I was gone. And I didn't want any stress to go any higher, you know, in my situation. And. Mm-hmm. But, Denise, you know, Kattenberg did a really good job of filling in as my assistant and doing a good job. And Heather Sass came in with the JV and just really, we didn't lose a beat, you know, and went down there. And I know she was really disappointed in that sub-state finals of the Hoxie, but that happens, you know, and I don't think it'd be any different if I would have been there or anybody else been there. It's just a tough game. But trying to get through all this, you know, health-wise, it's getting better, and just happy to be back in school.
Nick Lynn, the coach of the Smith Center Lady Red volleyball and basketball teams. Coach, congratulations again on being inducted into the KVA Hall of Fame. You're very deserving of it. We enjoy chatting with you, and glad to have you back, and hopefully we'll get prepared for another great season in 2023, right?
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Dusty.